there, and welcome to day 19 in the series. Yesterday, we looked at the skills that we need to develop so that we can have courageous conversations around deeply held values and beliefs that are opposing. Today, we're going to be taking a quick look at how to uncover what some of those values and beliefs could be for you. To get us started, how would you answer the question, what are your values? Now, sometimes it's hard to articulate our values beyond big picture ideals of, you know, a happy home or a successful career or my faith and some such. Now, often these ideals never get translated into the set of daily experiences that we need to get us there. Now, unless we take the time and make the effort to articulate our values and goals, we're at risk of filling our days with stuff, you know, other people's agendas, without a clear plan and direction for living out our own values in our very own daily lives. This is how so many people end up with a midlife crisis of some sort, you know, waking up in middle-aged years to a career that they no longer enjoy and a family life that is a long way from what they dreamt it would be. How did we get here? They ask themselves. Now, you know, no one will ever respect our values and goals if we don't respect them ourselves. We're going to struggle to respect other people's values if we don't respect our own. The challenge that most of us have, though, is that we haven't been taught to make a habit of clarifying our values and setting goals. But in today's, you know, 24/7, always on digital world, it is crucial that we develop these skills. Indeed, sometimes our very mental health depends on it. So to get you started, here is a quick exercise that will help. Start by asking yourself this question. Who and what do you value most? Then pull out your diary and ask yourself, how have those values been reflected in the last week, in the last month, in the last year? How does your relationship with your partner feature? Now, pay attention to the things that grate when you ask yourself those questions, because the grating is that emotional discomfort that you may feel when you reflect on how you spent your time. Those are big clues on who and what you value. Then make a commitment to set your goals and priorities to do things differently this year. Now, don't panic if you struggle at first to answer these questions. Often the answers are buried deep inside of us, and it takes a few attempts to get them out. Now, we run a whole 3-hour workshop to coach people through the process of identifying and articulating their core values and creating a customized plan that allows them to design the life balance that they desire. So we're absolutely not expecting you to master that in the short time that we have here together. But it is definitely worth making a start now by taking the time to ask yourself who and what you value the most. And then taking a bit of time to reflect on whether your priorities reflect what you value the most. If you'd like some help with this, then check out our website for more information on available resources. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at the next step in this process, which is, it's about a different way of scheduling your week based on your values rather than your to-do list. That way, you can be more on purpose about life, about the sort of life that you really want to live and the quality of relationship that you really want to enjoy. So, see you back here tomorrow.